so wonderful to welcome you all back, the new ones, ones who are returning. We have been excited about this day, and I hope you are excited. Listening to all the talking and the excitement, it sounds like you all are excited as well. And so welcome. And I thought it was fitting, maybe I started with the welcome that Paul gave to the Romans in his letter from Romans 1, verse 7. He says to all those in Rome, and I say to all the ladies in WOW, who are loved by God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful for bringing us together this fall to study your word. Will you please bless our time together, bind our hearts together in your love, and may you be glorified this morning and every Wednesday when we meet. For we pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to take a minute to just introduce to you some of the team that has helped put all of this together. First, the Lord, of course. And then I'm Neville Sinclair, and I am one of the co-leaders, and I'd like my other two co-leaders to stand up, Annette Jay and Jesma Reynolds. They are the co-leaders with me. Also, the WOW administrative team, Margaret Wooten. Margaret, where are you? No, you need to stand up. I'm so sorry. And Beth Lovett. Beth, where are you? Thank you. Also, the hospitality is Susan Fonville. Where are you, Susan? Yep, thank you. We call her the coffee lady, and she has the coffee team. And we thank you for the volunteering to help Susan with the coffee. Also, the teaching leaders returning with me will be Kate Berman, Kate, and then Marty Peel, who couldn't be with us this morning. And of course, downstairs in our children's program, we have Helen Voss. She's not up here, she's taking care of the children. And if you're standing at the door, come on in. You must remember, I have done middle school for most of my life, and interruptions do not bother me. We just roll with them, so come on in and find a seat. We are so glad you're here. And now I'd like to ask all the small group leaders, if you will please stand and be recognized. Just stand up if you are leading a small group. Excellent. Stay standing. Stay standing, because the rest of you, let's all stand. Grab a praise binder, please. And we're going to turn to page 9, and we're going to sing the song, Behold Our God. But before we do, I would be remiss if I did not thank Paul Harris. Amongst all these women, he comes and he plays the piano for us every Wednesday, and we are so grateful to him. So, and let's just sing with our heart, Lord, to the Lord.
Nations strong.
Thank you. If you all will have a seat, just leave the binders right there at the table. And I thank you, Paul. I feel like after singing that song, there are few words that are needed to explain why we have all gathered this morning, why you have put so many things away to come and to be here. But I thought it might be helpful for you just to share the three-part vision of what WOW is all about this morning. And so first, we have come together to study God's Word, to center our lives on His truth, and to grow in our knowledge, our love, and our worship of the living God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Another reason we have come together is to fellowship with one another, to be strengthened by our fellow sisters in Christ, and as we share our lives with one another. And the third reason we have come together is we've come together to pray for each other, to trusting God in our prayers that His sovereign will for our lives is the best, the absolute best. He is sovereign, He is trustworthy, and we have come knowing that He will care for us as we look to Him. And so each week as we come together and study and fellowship and pray for each other, I believe in our small groups and in this large group, our relationships with one another will also grow. They'll be held together by God's love, His love for us and our love for one another. So whether this is your first WOW meeting or it's your 10th year and you're like, I know this, I got this, I pray that this year, and I know my leaders, our leaders join me in this prayer. I pray that this will be your best year ever as we study the book of Romans. So, are you ready? Are you excited? I am.